Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's time for episode 19 in our John in June excursion, walking together with Jesus day by day through this lovely month. What a beautiful day it is this morning so far, with the blue skies and bright light coming from the sun and the sun. We've got the candle lit, and we've got the morning brew coffee, very smooth, in honor of my daughter-in-law, who's in a maternity ward in a Lexington, Kentucky hospital right now, waiting for the moment to deliver Pastor Bob's first grandchild, and their first child as well, and my son Jackson. So that's kind of important for them. But we've got some walking to do. So let's get our stuff together, bag it up, sling it over the shoulder, knock off those sandals, strap them on. We're going from chapter 13 in the Gospel of John all the way through the first 14 verses of chapter 14. So if you got your Bible in front of you, you can follow along. Chapter 13, verse 1 through 14, verse 14. And it looks like everybody's ready. The monks are anxious to get started. They already jumped the gun. So here we go. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is to fulfill the scripture, 'The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me.' I tell you this now, before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Very truly, I tell you, Whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So, after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times." Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. And thus concludes our stroll into chapter 13 and 14 of the Gospel of John. Time with Jesus, precious time, universal, eternal, sacred time. Believe the works if you can't believe in Jesus. I love that. And that makes for a full day, doesn't it? But Jesus is not done. He has a few more things to share with us before we settle in for the rest of the day. So let's open our hearts, our ears, and our eyes and listen to these timeless words. He says, "Let my love stream through you, washing away fear and distrust." A trusting response includes me in your thoughts as you consider strategies to deal with the situation. My continual presence is a promise, guaranteeing that you never have to face anything alone. My children teethe on the truth that I am always with them. Yet they stumble around in a stupor, unaware of my loving presence all around them. How that grieves me. When you walk through a day in trusting dependence on me, my aching heart is soothed. Gently bring your attention back to me whenever it wanders away. I look for persistence rather than perfection in your walk with me. Amen. And that concludes our journey with Jesus through the Gospel of John for June the 23rd. We're getting close to that home stretch, and I hope you're feeling the rhythm and the vibe of this wonderful teaching gospel. I encourage you to listen again to the recording once or twice or read the text again today and let it become part of your walk through this world as we all go out and face this Tuesday in the presence of our Lord.